Thomas the Hawk coming to you live. It's 10/29/2021. Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were like as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped unto the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. And here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And interestingly enough, we've got supposedly coming towards the earth on Halloween, just in time for the climate change summit in Glasgow, Scotland. All right, we supposedly have a X1 or an X-class flare coming out of the sun that may, in fact, strike planet Earth squarely and cause problems in the power grids. Not 100% sure of that, but there's a possibility that it could do it, because according to the scientists, it looks like it's getting ready to possibly strike the Earth more on a square basis with a powerful solar flare. And that's coming on Halloween, isn't it? Right when Cumbre Vieja and everything is all, you know, in its deal. Right when you got the nor'easter that's been, I watched them create that with through the mimic, looking at what they were doing. And then now we got all the, finally, after years of drought on the West Coast, now we've got rain coming in and it's flooding in the Western state, and various reservoirs are filling up Special Falls, and one of the national parks is running again for the first time in 5 years, and then Lake Tahoe, the level of it's coming up, and Havasu City, all this stuff going on. It's all climate change, you see. But here we got it. Here we got it right here talking about it. Yes, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and caused that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So if you don't worship him, he's going to kill you, see? And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had that mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And that's 666. And here is wisdom. Let him consider him that hath understanding. Count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. And if you look on barcodes, there's one on the left-hand side. The barcode initially is a 6. One in the middle is a 6. And one at the ending of the barcode is a 6. All right, now that's interestingly enough. They can also put a chip on you. They can put a tattoo on you. They can, put a carbon nanotube in through your blood. All right, when you take the spike max, okay. But the fact is, the starting of all of this, right now, today, you've got the New York Fire Department, Police Department, the ambulance services, all of that, sanitation, all of them. If they don't have the vax by today, then they're off with pay on Monday, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you what. All the big wigs, McDermott of the police and the head of the power, there's not going to be any problem. You just wait and see. And then all of this stuff is starting to go. Then you got the Air Force. Even a lot of the good pilots in the Air Force don't want to take the jab because there are already people who have gotten the jab and they've got blood clot problems and they take them off the being able to fly list. This is all about the Luciferian chessboard. At the top is Lucy, and he's playing, you're playing up and down like the old Star Trek chessboard, you see? Multi-levels of it. And the lie is different at every level of the chessboard, you see? But they're all interrelated. So you play down here, and Lucy plays up there, and he, or down wherever he's at. Maybe he plays from the bottom up. I don't know. And the fact of the matter is that you've got the Red Chinese and the wars in Russia and the Red Chinese and the wars against America or against Taiwan and Ukraine. You got all that going on. And then the Gog Magog war in the Middle East where they're going to all come in Israel. All right. And come at her. And then Israel is going to fight back and then drop them cold turkey with their nukes and different stuff, you see, but it's going to be a war. And that's what I was trying to say last night. This is a war, okay? Even if you're wrestling with principalities and spiritual things, they can manifest problems in the physical realm and can kill you or hurt you, all right? Or wipe your mind clean, okay? And they may have a minion that's in the physical universe that they control. Now, let's say that you get sent to a special island out in the middle of the Pacific that never was on a chart back in the days, the old Isle of Doc Moreau. And let's say you get sent there, all right, because you saw a UFO in the sky, you reported it per protocols, and you're a lone special ship out in the middle of the Pacific. And then they say, go to such and such coordinates. You look on your charts, and there's nothing there. So you go to it, and there's an island or a little atoll with a blockhouse on the top and a little dock. And then you go there, and everybody's got to stay on the ship except maybe a captain, an XO, and a radio sparks, okay? And then you go up to the blockhouse, and all of a sudden you go whoosh. You're down a special elevator, and you're down underneath the island. You're down underneath the atoll, and not only are you down through what I would call maybe latitude or something, but you're really what you're down through is you're down under the seabed, and there's a huge base that's maybe 3 football fields wide and maybe a mile long or something. And it's got 30, 40, 50-foot high ceilings. And then there's all kind of scientists and doctors and white coat lab guys and all kind of stuff like that. They're working on genetics. They're working on stuff. And then you look in the distance and there's 3 or 4 different types of UFOs there. And let's say somebody goes in there and sees you and all that kind of stuff. And let's say that back in the 60s, even prior to Star Wars movie, that the people there in that place, the hitters, who may have been Marines or somebody else, could have been Navy or could have been Marines or probably could have been Army or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, they were wearing back then white body armor, similar to what the Imperial Stormtroopers wear. And if anything, the Imperial Stormtroopers armor was copied from these guys at the Isle of Doc Moreau down below. And you see, there was also hybrids there. Let's say guys that were 7 feet, 7.5 feet tall, that are human looking, but are also part of the Lucy or Fallen Angel gene, all right? And all of that kind of thing. So you see, this is just incredible. And they try to nail you and do stuff to you. And they can wipe your mind. They can do all kind of stuff. And it's just amazing. Now, Red China Joe signed some kind of thing saying, okay, we're going to give compensation to anybody who's in the military or the State Department or the CIA, like Paparapadopoulos or whatever the guy's name is. And now they've trotted him out after they've zapped him. They brought him out, and then he lied on camera today. I saw him. Your telltales are not worth the crap. Your telltales are too evident, Paparapadopoulos, Mopoulos. You lied right on the camera for Fox News today at the Capitol when you were saying there was no conspiracy, there was no false flag there. Oh, yeah, what about all the guys that work for the FBI and work for the ATF and work for the CIA, the NSA, and the EIEIOs? Who were saying, get on in there, we need more fresh bodies in here. Go on in, charge on in, go on in, go on in. All those guys, you see them on camera, and I'm going to tell you what. So you're lying, piece of crap, Paparapadopoulos, but then CIA lies for a living. So I got no problem with that, because you did do it, all right? But the fact is, they zapped you over there in Russia with the stuff. Now, the thing is, satellite directed these days, this is what I was told, satellite directed, generation of scalar energy, scalar frequencies that can then impact the neurophysiological template, okay? And they can get you, and you hear the tinnitus in the ear and all the different stuff, and you hear the weird sounds and all the kind of things. And if they raise the temperature in the inner ear just a little bit with the narrow beam, then it can cause all kind of problems. And then they can enter in. You can be on your computer, you got your headphones on or whatever. You're listening to your 5G, 6G, 7G, whatever it is. They got those little buds in your ears, and bingo, they give you the bing, bong, bong, boom, bing, bong, bang, or whatever the frequency is, right? Whatever the little dee-dee-dee-dee, you know, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, you took the vax, and now you're going, we are Borgo, we are Borg. Oh, yes, let's walk all over the cliff together, you know. Or let's go get the unvaxxed and kill them, you know. This stuff is live, real, and they're all pretending like it's all bullcrap. And we've been telling you about it for years. And I'm going to tell you what. This stuff is the mark of the beast. You got to have the vax or you don't have it, you see. And that mark is inside of you. And then what you see, you may not have a mark on the outside of your head, but on the inside of the brain, you got some of that black graphene oxide, black goo, sitting in your brain. Well, that's your mark right there. So the thing is, you better repent of your sins. Even if you've been vaxxed, you might as well try it, but you better repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And that's going to be the only chance you got of going down the line and endure it till the end, all right? It ain't going to be done by anybody else. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And Where is the wisdom? Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. This thing is ongoing. And the fact is, I'll tell you, there's an old saw that I recall. The incredulity, actually, I said this myself one time. The incredulity of what's happening is the key to the fact that nobody believes it. You see what I'm saying? It's just too crazy. It's just too wild. You understand? Too crazy, too wild that nobody believes you. Nobody believes it. There's people who doubt this Cumbre stuff. You can send them pictures of the volcano that are right there from the thing, and you can see the cone collapsing. You can send them the information from the insurance company risk studies people, the scientists, and they tell you and show you the models of how this thing can then blossom out in a tsunami and how tall it might be and all of that kind of thing. Of course, they talk in terms of meters, all right, meters instead of feet, but I've seen models prior to their model that said it might be as high as 300. I think actually in the initial model said it couldn't go higher than that. But the fact is, you got about a third of an entire island, tons and tons and tons of material, dropping into the ocean, and it's just like you dropped your big bar of soap, lava soap, or Lifebuoy soap in the tub when you was a kid, you know? Of course, kids today don't take baths too much. But it splashes and there's a big wave comes out. Or you did the cannonball in the municipal pool or the can opener or whatever, and kaboom, that big wave went out, right? So that is the whole deal, and you got people in denial of that. So there's a whole lot of people out here. And I'm just going to give a warning out tonight. Quit wasting your time on people that have no ears to hear, no eyes to see. And usually that tends to be family members or people that used to be your friend or acquaintance. And the good ones will say, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I'll tell you what, I believe you're right. But you're going to find out that out here, that a large number of your family and those that you would love and you try to save them, they ain't going to be able to be saved because they are not necessarily walking with the Lord Jesus, and they're not necessarily, they don't have any ears to hear or eyes to see. So when you harangue them, when you talk to them, when you in fact, I've had practices in my own life, you waste your time on them, then you got to quit doing it. Because they will tell you all kinds of stuff, and their comeback to you, if you're not watchful, will make you ill, will make you sick, will make you get diseased, because they'll start using evil thoughts against you. And I'm going to tell you, all the people that got the vaccines, we're finding all these people and families. Some have got the vax, others don't, all right? You can either have a family where somebody gets the COVID, and somebody uses and recommends that the frontline doctor's stuff is used, you know, the hydroxy or the ivermectin or the zinc, the D3, all of the different protocols, the C, all of the things, the quercetin, the bromelain, all the items that are there, they use all of them to cure it, but then they don't believe anything you say either. So it's all a bunch of crap. When nobody listens to you, and I'm going to tell you what, go on down the road, because there's somebody, maybe it's the person next door, or maybe it's the guy who's at the gas station, or the person, the checkout clerk who's at the grocery store, or at the meat market, or the 7-Eleven, and they say, you know, you're right, you told me some of this stuff years ago, I'm seeing it happen. I'll tell you what, also, I went and I got down on my knees, and I prayed to the Lord Jesus that he would wash me clean of my sins and come into my heart and be my Savior. And ever since then, it's been different. And then, oh, yes, I listened to that Lady J up there, and I started canning goods. And then the next thing I know, I started listening to the Lord and reading my Bible, you see. And then the next thing is, you go out and you see somebody in the highway, and they're good farming people out in the country, and you see them, and they tell you something at a meeting downtown. And, well, I don't know about that. And then, by George, you look that up, and, well, that person told me the 100% truth, okay? And then you find out that somebody who used to be local then went to the big city, in Nebraska, that big city there, and became one of the top doctors in the world in terms of stuff, you know? And then they say, and they're aligned with the frontline doctors and all that crowd, and they tell you, don't take this. Hydra vulgaris. Look it up. Hydra vulgaris. It's a genus and species, right? That's a little microscopic bug. Looks like a little shrimp swimming in your bloodstream because they put it in there with the vaccine. And then that's in there, and then that there causes stuff to happen. And then you got the graphene oxide inside the pegylated PEGYLATED, pegylated lipids. And now they want to give them to your five-year-old child. They want to give this stuff to your kids and create an alien DNA or redo it inside of you or inside of your children and take your children away from Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And incidentally, I talked to Brother Quayle last night. And Brother Quayle, it was very nice to talk with him. He's progressing a little bit. He's starting to walk a little bit, but he requires the oxygen. He probably will require that prayer for a while yet. But I'm going to tell you what, he was nailed, and he would have been dead had it not been for the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven and all of your prayers and the cards you sent him. Okay? And I'm going to tell you what, let's just pray for Brother Quayle again tonight. Lord Jesus, will you go right now? Will you go right now to Brother Steve Quayle? It's 5:22 approximately in the mountain time zone. And will you go to Brother Quayle right now? Lord Jesus, will you touch him and give him a marvelous anointing? And will you then touch him with your power, with your grace? And Lord Jesus, will you then provide him a medical miracle, and will you then remove any of the excess stuff out of him and then restore him back to full health and function? In your name, Jesus, I pray. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you know of anybody who's got this, Tom Horn, we should pray the same prayer. Lord Jesus, will you go to Tom Horn? Lord, will you remove the COVID out of his body and out of it, and will you then restore him back to full function? To all those others who have it, Lady J and her husband, the same thing. Lord Jesus, will you go to Lady J? She is one of your servants. She has done marvelous work in the Smokies and in the Blue Ridge, trying to help people to get prepared, as you said in Matthew 25. Lord Jesus, will you go to her? Will you remove the COVID? Will you remove it out of her husband? And will you restore them to full function and better health? In your name I pray, Jesus. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're kind of at, and we get some new proof every day. But talking to Brother Quayle last night, we were talking about how for years he's talked all about this. And we talked about how the fallen angels are back. All right. And how the fallen angels are back and how they're redoing the genetic structures and starting to do what they used to do, okay? And Steve reminded me, he said, go to his book, Xenogenesis, Changing Men into Monsters, Xenogenesis. And if you read that book, particularly in the last parts of it, they're telling you everything and what they're doing and how they're trying to do it, okay? They're talking to you about the transhumanism might bring a Borg-like future into existence with interchangeable body parts and machinery. Well, the machinery can be those graphene oxide tubes, you see. And you could use, and you get the strand of the DNA to alter and replicate the DNA has opened a Pandora's box, Brother Quayle said, of possibilities. And he says the day will not be too far up when we'll be able to send robotically controlled genome sequencing units to other planets to read the DNA sequence of any alien microbe life that may be there. And if we can, he said they'll beam them back to Earth, and we should be able to reconstruct their genomes. Well, you see, the fact of the matter is that the fallen angels are back, and they are working on, with the vaccine, the spike jab, and with the virus itself, and what they're doing is they're altering your DNA. The vaccine type is an mRNA, sending messages in there. We've told you what the stuff is in it. If you don't believe it, that's your problem. The Watchmen are telling you everywhere out here. They try to now kill the Watchmen, okay? They try to kill the Watchmen, but I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. You hear me out there? There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you want to stand against evil, you want to stand in the war that's coming, you want to stand in the war that's not only coming, but it's already here, then you're going to have that power. You're going to have him with you. You're going to have to know him, and he's going to have to know that you're with him, and you're with him, and you're with him, and he's with you. You go to John 14. You read John 14, and you read all the things. The things you ask in his name, he will try to do. You want to find out how to see Lord Jesus, how for him to manifest himself to you so you know? Then you got to go read John 14 right now. I'm not going to read it to you again. You go read it. You read it to your children. You read it to your grandkids. Take it down to your barber. Read it to him if he'll listen. But I'm going to tell you what. Don't waste your breath on those now. In this time, in this day and age, this is not 2,000 years ago. This is now, and we're closer to the end times because we're in what? According to the Lord Jesus, Matthew 24, we're in the beginning of sorrows right now. Right now, we're in the beginning of sorrows, okay? You want to keep old Hawk on the air? I hope you do. Because I'm going to swing right for the old Lucy's head with a sword or a baseball bat or a blackjack or a shooting iron or whatever it might be, all right? Or a good old, chin jab with the heel of your palm, all right? Then, by golly, you want to keep me on, and I hope you do. It's anything would be most needed and welcome. It can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. And just to tell you, I see that, according to Hal Turner, that some of the Seawolf fast attack subs pulled in. Which they're out of Washington State, I believe, out of Bremerton or whatever up in there. They pulled into San Diego, and they pulled up, had a tug take them in, then they put plastic sheeting up to protect so you couldn't see, and they got a delivery of hot weapons or some kind of stuff, hot weps or whatever they want to call it. The fact is, I've talked to some Navy guys today, and they said, you know, we had to pull in and get stuff long ago, and even in our day, when we had to pull in and they did similar things, we pulled in a port, they loaded us up with all the hot dog stuff, and in those days, it was Azrox and things like that. And this one, it probably in the torpedo tubes, they want to put those equivalent of what the Russians call a skval, S-K-V-A-A-L, skval torpedo, which is like a supersonic torpedo. There's no defense against them. When you light them up, you go. And I'm going to tell you what, you can put a nuclear tip on one of them skval torpedoes. You can also, out of the tubes, you can shoot up a Tomahawk missile, too. You can shoot that. You can put a small nuclear tip on those. That stuff is going on to fast-attack submarines because they're out there looking for the Chinese or the Russian boomers. They can also go in and go into an area, and they can shoot the torpedoes up, explode that right underneath one of them red shiny salvaged islands where they keep putting the sand from the ocean floor up on top, right? And they can blow that stuff out of the water. They can take their carrier group out. They can take their literal class ships out. They can do all of that. But the fact of the matter is that somebody at least is still fixing to try to go to war and understanding that there could be something here. I mean, that kind of scared him the other day when little pink jockstrap Joint Chief Milley, who used to be a paratrooper at some point in time in his life, okay, scared the crap out of him. Whoa, this is a Sputnik moment. Well, I remember Sputnik. What was it, 1957, I believe. I can remember sitting. I was on a street called Madison at one point in time, and me and about 30 other boys was looking up in the sky, because that was all the young kids in the neighborhood. Looked up in the sky, and we could see, and the parents were saying, there it is right there. The Sputnik was coming over. And that caused a stir like you would not believe. And the next thing you know, Neil Armstrong's on the moon, our show's being on the moon. But the next thing you know, in 1961, the U.S. Army went to the moon. Okay? U.S. Army Air Corps went to the moon. And the fact of the matter is that we're still up there on the moon, and we have been in various shapes and forms. But then you go back to the Battle of the Harvest Moon. I've told you about that. To where we were putting our particle beam weapons on the moon to get ready to be able to zap the Russians. All right? And then the Russians had put theirs on cosmospheres, and they went up and took out our entire moon base up there. So now you got a president just like Jimmy Carter that was back in that day, all right, in the 70s. You got a button-paid-for idiot, all right? Button-paid-for idiot. And I don't know if you saw him on today with the Pope and all the crazy stuff and his little challenge coin and then putting it in the hand and then using the Masonic thumb on the, you know, grip and all of that stuff. I can see the whole bit, all right? And probably a note in there with the coin and all that kind of stuff. In honor of his son, Bo, and I do not besmirch his son having passed away. Son served in the military. But his daddy and his other brother, Hunter, they done took $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese. This is not a normal time. This is not, well, this is all we're going to get them back and do that. I don't know if we're even going to have elections, you know, in terms of the congressional elections. We could have Cumbre Vieja this weekend. We could have that plus other stuff this weekend. You've already got the floods on the West Coast. You got the nor'easter floods on the East Coast. And all of that stuff, I watched them create it all. By via of the mimic, looking at the moisture stuff and how they moved it, and then late at night, early in the morning, in the old dark 30s, watching them, how they then use huge amounts of that, what shows up as white or grayish white energy, and then have different constructs to move and do the forms. I told you about tunneling lasers. Told you about, oh, how you doing? Brother Quayle wrote a book about it. Brother Quayle wrote a book about his weather warfare book, and that's something right now. If you do not have that book, or Xenogenesis, or Empire Beneath the Ice, or any of his things, Terminated, The End of Man is Near, Aliens, you know, Fallen Angels, all of that stuff, or his Giants book, you want to get a kid excited and have them research into that, and then go into Genesis and look into these different things and get them the Giants book with all the pictures. And you can get the books, because I'll tell you, when the computers all go bye-bye, all right, and you ain't got no more Kindles or any kind of thing like that, you can have Brother Quayle's big, heavy, nice, heavy paperback, thick books you know, with all the different stuff, but you will know why we're where we're at and what's going on. And Brother Quayle said, tell the people that all the stuff, the transhumanism stuff and all these carbon nanotubes and all these things that are being put in the vaccines, they can read about it in Xenogenesis. That's X-E-N-O, Genesis, Xenogenesis, changing men into monsters. Call Steve Quayle's office at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you too. Or you can click through on the website, stevequayle.com. Click through on the website, and you can order books on there, and you can put in the comment section or whatever in your order, Old Hawk sent me to see you. All right? And I think they've got some specials. Ask them, do you have a special on books? If you buy two or three, do you get a free one or whatever the special is at the time? You tell them Old Hawk said to ask for the special on the books. And you get those, and you bring them in, and those make great Christmas gifts. You can give it to somebody for Christmas. You're giving them a knowledge based on science, based on the Bible, okay, and based on the Lord Jesus. Now, you can also get somebody long-term storage food, or you can also get them, a night vision if you want to do something for somebody, and you got the money. And there's a lot of people out there with a lot of money. It ain't me. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of them. But there's a lot that's out there. And rather than let Red China Joe take the account over when the power grid goes out, because if on the Halloween, if the X-Class variants, and I don't know if you saw in certain things, they tried to cover it up on that History Channel thing where they got the one African-American guy who's a journalist, Tony, whatever his name is, and he's a debunker, basically, and they asked the experts. Well, they showed the videotape of a spacecraft going right by where Earth and where Mars show up. I believe it's Earth and Mars, or Earth and Venus show up near the sun. And then all of a sudden, in the video that they were taking from one of the space telescopes, you see a craft. And they say, oh, well, that's just a reflection of Venus, or that's a reflection of this. Okay. No, it wasn't. And I'm going to tell you what, then a beam came out of the craft into the sun. So maybe they did that in the last couple of days, and they popped and went out or from the backside and shot it down straight to the Earth. So you never know. But would that be something that might happen? And all of that could be then, oh, it's climate change, and we must take all of your money from all your bank accounts. Oh, well, we'll give you $1,000 a month. And, of course, well, you can't pay your mortgage with that, but we'll just take over your mortgage, and we'll get rid of all of that, but we'll own the house, okay? And we'll own all of the things. This is the Luciferian communist crap, and you better stand against it. You better stand with Lord Jesus and, boy, your family against this crap, or it's going to mow you down. Now, if you repent of your sin, you ask Jesus to come into heart to be your Savior. If you are today, you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. But I'm going to tell you what, you can get some good out of you in between now and then, because Jesus doesn't have enough real, true people that are sticking with him. You have a lot of people who pay lip service and go, a la bala bila, you know, la 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 la, you know, and then they go watch the ball game, all right? And the ball game's okay, too. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just trying to say is that there's not as many are really truly with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven as those that say they are. And when push comes to shove, you know them. Because some people say, well, I can't say that, or I might lose this, or I might lose that. Well, I'm going to tell you what, when you sit here like me, and you have a red Chinese guy in a $1,000 suit and a $500 pair of shoes at your door, front door, speaking pidgin English at 2:30 in the morning, and the Lord says, don't look at his eyes. Look down at his hands. That's what the Lord Jesus told me in my mind. I looked down there, and he had a cell phone like he had it. Like he was going to grip it to use it as a zapper, as one of those high-powered taser-like zapper devices, you know, the 500,000 watts or 500,000 volts or whatever they are, zappers. Or the Red Chinese intelligence agencies had a working cell phone that could shoot 22 long rifle, okay, one or two shots. And he had it in his hand, and he had it like he was going to zap me, and that's when I had the old Glockenspiel, you know, the old Glockenspiel that keeps the time on people's lives, you know what I'm saying? And I yelled at him through the door. He said, "Oh, man, will you please help me in pidgin English, you know?" And I looked at the guy's suit and all this stuff. I said, "No, man, this guy's got money. He's well-trained. He's got a gun of some sort or a taser device. And he's at 2:30 in the morning in front of my house. There's no car out in front, you know?" So I said, "You better jump up my porch right now. I'm going to mail-mate you through the door." And that guy savvied up English real quick and jumped off the porch. He took off running down the street. Well, I went out there and acquired a little bit longer golf club, you know what I'm saying? A driver, you know? Maybe it could drive a tack, but it didn't make any difference. It just had a lot of golf balls ready to go in it, so to speak. And so I went out and I got me behind a little wall in a bush. And I looked down the road, and I seen him go down to a black SUV where I could see the taillights on. The headlights were turned off, but the brake lights, I could see the guy dipping the brake light and smoking a cigarette. And that guy went to the driver's side, not to the passenger side. He went to the driver's side and talked to the guy because I could see the cigarette moving around down there. And then he ran around the back of the thing, got in it. He told his story, and then all of a sudden it came around the little cul-de-sac. That guy hit that thing and popped the nitrous on or whatever they do, or kicked the supercharger in or whatever. And that thing came up the hill in a short period of time and doing 75 mile an hour, and I tracked that son of a gun with my golf club all the way. All right? So I'm going to tell you, it is a war. They can kill you. They can maim you. They can hurt you. They can take your job. I've had some of that happen, too. They can zap you with a electromagnetic weapon. They can hit you from space with scalar. They can send demonic types after you in your dreams. They can do all kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And if you're with him and he's with you, then you are going to start to find out a couple things. He's going to start to wash you clean. He's going to clean up the windows in your old factory building, if you know what I mean, where you got 30 years of dust and mud and junk on the windows and cobwebs, and he's going to start to wash that window clean. And he's going to do it little bit by little bit. But as you do that, and you get involved in the Holy Bible, you get you and you start reading some of the red letter edition portion. Read it all, but I like right now to pay attention to what the Lord Jesus is saying. In the Gospels, you see, and in Revelation. But read all of it, but pay attention right now to what Lord Jesus is telling you. Because you ain't got time to play around with the other things. Yes, you can seek them, but pay attention to what Lord Jesus, is the only begotten Son of our Father in heaven, who was sent down onto this planet. That's the key, ladies and gentlemen. That's the key. And sooner or later, every knee will bow to Lord Jesus on this planet, or that's it. Okay? For them. That's it for them. But, you know, this is going to be something to see here, because you're going to have all these policemen, all these firemen, the nurses. Did you see Mayo Clinic? Those are not dumb people at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. 8,000 people are not going to take the jab, and they're supposedly going to be fired. Well, let's see how Mayo likes that, all right? Because some of them are doctors, some of them are nurses, some of them are lab techs, some of them are, researchers, some of them are the floor moppers, some of them are the kitchen workers, some of them are the clerks or the administrative people, but the fact of the matter is they're smart enough not to take the jab. They act like you can't find something on the internet. And I saw the head woman of the YouTube or whatever said something, was real proud of how she had just taken off her platform over 1 million videos that dealt just with the vaccines and the jabs and the, and she called it false information, but what it really was the truth about these vaccines, the truth about this COVID and where it came from. And she deplatformed 1 million videos. You think you got freedom of speech, freedom of the press? The only time you got it is when you own a Barely Inc., okay? Barely Inc. in your own print and press or your own whatever. Or you got enough firepower and enough guts and enough, you know what, moxie to go out and stand for your own rights like these parents are doing. And like the Attorney General of the United States threatened to sick the national security, FBI, and all the EIOs. And in fact, Gannon, they sent a helicopter, the one woman said they sent a helicopter to our meeting in Virginia. Unmarked cars, all kind of stuff, all tons of cops. And a helicopter from the FBI lands out on the playground or whatever. Well, I'm going to tell you what, that means you're right over the target. Just like last night, I'm going to tell it again. Down in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. I had tipped last week. I told you about it, but essentially there was some male 5'4" guys that were overheard speaking what somebody knew to be Farsi and Arabic. So that's Arabic plus Farsi, which is Persian, Iranian, okay? And yet they could be passing off as Guatemalans or Hondurans or Mexicans or whatever. Colombians, Venezuelans, whatever they might be. And they were in Poplar Bluff, and he overheard all this, and then he watched them go into the store somewhere, and they all had these credit cards with a certain same credit card with kind of a red stripe or something on it. And then he also, as he walked out, he kind of peeked down in the car. He found out that there was notebooks and stuff from some local business that hires a lot of the illegal aliens. I don't know if it's a poultry plant, a meat packing plant, or whatever it is, or some other, you know, factory or warehouse or whatever. But apparently in Poplar Bluff, there's somebody there that does a lot of hiring of illegal aliens, all right, or undocumented migrants, all right? And so then he, being of a certain bent, my source said that his guy said that he waited and he followed him, but he followed him very expertly at a great distance. And immediately, the guy, he doesn't think, spotted him, but immediately the guy took evasive maneuvers driving that car, you know, took, you know, two lefts in a row or three lefts in a row and two rights or whatever to evade any tail. And then they off. Well, then this guy was still behind him, but way back, and he watched them. They turned down a gravel road or an old country road, and he saw that they went up into some an old farmhouse up in there. Now, the fact is, I was telling Brother Quayle last night, that area, Poplar Bluff, is where they have big iron giants, Highlines. It's an area where when they brought the Eastern Grid and they brought it over the Mississippi and stuff and they brought it up through Poplar Bluff, they put huge amounts of these big iron giants where it connects then to grids that are in Missouri and on, you know, to the west, okay? And, they could be getting ready to do a sabotage. And last night when I told y'all, and I said if there's any law enforcement down there in Poplar Bluff that's hearing this, or if there's anybody in a federal agency that's not sold out to the Red China Joe and the Hoka Bokomos and all the crazy crap and the New World Order junk, where you just say, well, I've got my war wagon and my gun and I've got my this and that, my tailored uniform, and I've got my rain jacket and the hot, and the and I got all my guns and I'm coming for you. And then I just let whoever gives me the orders tell me what door to bust in, and I don't care who's in there. I'll let somebody else sort all that out. That's above my pay grade. Well, if you're one of them kind of guys, go fish, you know? Go, you know what I'm saying? But if you're still somebody that cares about the real, true red, white, and blue, that cares about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence. It ain't necessarily going to take the weirdo orders from this stupid crowd that's up there now, that's all Luciferian up, and under the thumb of the Red Chinese and the London bankers and the New York bankers. If you're going to go after somebody, you might look for some people posing as Hispanic or Latino workers at this plant who've got red little striped credit cards with a little red stripe on them, all right, and who walk around town speaking Parsi and Arabic instead of Spanish or English, all right? And yet you might think they look like they're Guatemalans or Hondurans or whatever, but in fact they're from Persia, all right? Persia or Saudi Arabia or maybe even Afghanistan. Some of the new Afghanis or somebody in Al-Qaeda or ISIS-K. The Khorasan Room, it's another one they made up. Al-Qaeda, just for your memory. Al-Qaeda means the base. And what Al-Qaeda meant back before 9-1-1, and Mr. Paparapadopoulos is full of crap, because I heard him deny 9-1-1 was a conspiracy, and it, matter of fact, was, all right? But the fact is, prior to 9-11, you see, that the base in the CIA was the database of Muslims and Arabs that would work for money for the CIA and do whatever they wanted them to do. Osama bin Laden, or Tim Osman, O-S-M-A-N, Tim Osman, was taken with Michael Reconocito somewhere, and they picked up the Patriot missiles and all the other high-tech equipment, and they took that back to fight the Russians, okay, in Afghanistan. Oh, well, I told you all of that. You can look all that up if you really wanted to, but a lot of people are not in the know of it anymore because we've gone down the road. It's 20 years since 9-11. 20 years, can you believe that? So to some people out here my age or a little younger, a little older, it's like we're sounding like the World War II fathers and, you know, or the World War I grandfathers when they used to talk about the war, and then the kids say, oh, well, they're just old goopy old men talking about the war, talking about 9-11. And people don't know, so you got to tell them. You got to give them the information. But if they have no eyes to see and no ears to hear, then walk on down the line. Walk on down the line with Lord Jesus. And he'll take you to somebody who believes you and somebody who says, you know what, I'm going to help you because I know that you could utilize a firearm. You're a single mother. You're a granny. And you don't have enough food. Well, I'm going to give you a little food. And if you could help me and watch my place, you know, come out to the farm and help me to guard my place and take a shift, stay on guard when all the crop starts to happen and the power grid goes down, the banks go away, the lights go out, the ATMs are done, all the internet's gone, the whole nine yards. And if you haven't read the book, you got to go out and get it and read it quick. 1 second after William R. Forstchin. Forge Books. William R. Forstchin. F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. 1 second after. Read that one. And read also Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse. James Wesley Rawls. You get a couple of those books and you read the basic first ones, you'll get the gist. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is, could possibly get bad. I don't know if Cumbre is going to go, but it's all timed. It's all timed, or whatever they decide. Up in Glasgow, you know, where all the Scottish lords met with William and Robert the Bruce and all of that. And where the Templars, when they were chased out, they went up to be with Robert the Bruce. And then where the Kirkwall Scroll, you know, was done, and they created the Masonic lodges based on some of the old Templar stuff. But then there's other variations in this and that and the other, and the fact is, Albert Pike, as I told you last night in his book, Morals and Dogma, he created the 33rd degree. If you're out there under the assumption that it's all sweetness and light and Christian, and it doesn't make any difference. You go to the Ark, you go to the Royal Ark going up people that, well, that's the Christian masonry. Well, that's the British. But if you go through that, or you go through the Scottish Rite or the Grand Orient, eventually you're going to get somewhere. And at that 33rd degree, which is a degree they request that you come up, it's a degree that has to be granted to you. And I know somebody that participated in going there, and he was not allowed to go on. They interviewed him. They asked him one question. They said, do you consider Jesus Christ to be your Savior? He said, yes, I do. Well, that was the wrong answer for that crowd. So Albert Pike, in his book Morals and Dogma, said, I believe it used to be on the volume I have is page 312. Maybe it's different because they might have different number of pages today. But that's in your Blue Lodge. If any boys out there, you still think this is all bullcrap, you go read Morals and Dogma, and you read it, and he will tell you. Tell it to the men of the 30th, 31st, and 32nd degrees that the God we worship is not Adonai, but is Lucifer the Lightbringer. Then you're going to understand what the 33rd degree of Freemasonry is about. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. May the Lord Jesus protect you all out there. And I pray for you, and I hope you pray for me. And Minutemakers, by the way, are wonderful missionary friends who had had the Indochine Bible Project. They have already made it to South Carolina. And then they were looking for their container to come in. They didn't think it would be able to come in because stuff was taking so long. Theirs came in within about a week. And they were able to go ahead and get going and to purchase a home and to get approved for a loan and all the things without theirs even closing on the other side. But if you want to pray for them, pray that their home in France would be sold quickly. And then the Nunemakers, God bless them, are back. But now I ask them about what's going on in Indochina, Indochine, okay? And apparently their guy, who's their expert man that takes the Bibles and the songbooks that are in the mountain tribes' languages, the specific villages have specific dialects, so that he's not allowed under the COVID rules and all the stuff in Vietnam and Laos, Cambodia, all of them over there cracking down. So don't go into the Lucifer night, but I'm going to tell you, some of the books are still getting through. God bless it. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus and America. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready, and Megalopoula, you're an expert on that old trigger. Road and track, little L. May the Lord Jesus bless you, because he loves you. And he loves your mommy and your daddy, too. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare. Get some food. Go out and get some propane. Get some propane while you still can. Get some candles, medical supplies, water storage, canned goods, whatever it is. Go down your list. And may our Jesus protect you against all evil. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.